hit in the backfield, fumbles the ball, and it's scooped up. Pitney comes away with it. I think he caused the fumble, and he also picks it up.
We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
This week, signing day's behind us. Valentine's Day is the next big deal. President's Day after that. We all know the order of this going on, and we all know now that Sherry's Berries is where you need to go. These are huge strawberries dipped in milk chocolate, dipped in dark chocolate, dipped in white chocolate, and they're awesome. Those decadent toppings always make it so much better. They're always fresh, and they're always tasty, and always worth the wait. Plus, guys, you can kind of sneak one yourself instead of your wife getting all of them. The perfect candlelight dinner with a bouquet of flowers, and this Sherry's Berries. She's going to love them. The 100% fresh guarantee always in place. Valentine's Day is just a few days away. Send her Valentine's gift of her dreams at the price of your dreams. It's just $19.99 plus shipping and handling. Plus, order now and make Valentine's Day really special by adding a dozen red roses for just $19.99 more. Shipped to your berries, shipped with your berries at no extra cost. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone on the upper right-hand corner there. You'll see it. The promo code is Mickey, M-I-C-K-E-Y. That's B-E-R-R-I-E-S.com. Click on that microphone. You'll see on the page there. And enter the code Mickey, M-I-C-K-E-Y. And don't forget to go and order those today. Telephone number 654-ROAR on our Northland Communication phone line. A busy, very busy reaction Monday. And that's where Dave checks in Simpsonville. Good morning, Dave. Thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
Doing great. Good morning, and appreciate you getting me in. You know, Saturday was a great day for basketball. You had the Duke Virginia game, and you had the Clemson Virginia Tech game, and I watched both of those just because I've really not watched Duke this year, and the way that they just pretty much dismantled and toyed with Virginia. I mean, it was kind of amazing to see. Every time Virginia would get in 7-4 points, Duke would extend the lead. And I didn't realize that they were such a poor shooting 3-point team.
Yeah.
But they lit it up Saturday. And it was just amazing to watch. So, you know, question one is what's going to be your thought for Duke as they go through the season and even into the NCAA. And then I'll go to the Clemson-Virginia Tech. You know, after that NC State game, we all thought the world was falling, the sky was falling down, and then Clemson's strung together 4 wins. And you got to say that Saturday's win is a signature win, and that's a resume builder. And from what I could gather, you know, they got out, you know, they were down 5-0, and then just went on that 14-0 run, and they didn't lose the lead the rest of the ball game. So, with that being said, would you do the win-loss game for Clemson rest of the way out? And what do you think is attributed to this? Do you think it's schedule, or do you think that the three bigs, you know, I'm talking the two guards and Isaiah, they're finally starting to mesh together as a unit, and that's what's doing the senior leadership. And I'll take it off the air, guys.
Thanks, Dave. I appreciate the phone call. We said 5-3 in a win game. Is that what we came up with? 5-3, which will be 20-11 and 10-8 overall, and maybe needing at that point in time, depending on who your wins are and your losses are coming down the stretch, and depending on all those other bubble teams. And when I say those teams again, remember now, bubble-wise, St. John's, Syracuse, Indiana, Central Florida, Greensboro, Virginia Commonwealth, Alabama, Oklahoma, Florida, Nebraska, Utah State, Ohio State, Clemson, Ole Miss, NC State, Baylor. Those are all like those bubble teams right now. A lot can happen. Look, we're still a month away from Bubble Boy having to be decided. So, but keep your eye just on those teams. To second part first, It was a win. It was our best win so far, signature win so far. Going into it in our net rankings, the men's college basketball net rankings, Virginia Tech was 10th in the country. So that was a big, huge marquee win for the Tigers. The schedule, we talk about schedule-wise in here, the schedule continues to be, you know, pretty good for Clemson moving down the stretch. There's some very winnable games and some more opportunities against more ranked teams like Louisville and like Florida State and like North Carolina coming up. So you got some of those net, old RPI, now future net opportunities for yourself. Then do you think about why it's happening? Well, there's some confidence growing in the team, and there's things like you could talk about spacing is better. I asked Ben Milstead the other day, you know, what's the staff thinking about? What's he thinking about it? He goes, you know, the movement, the ball movement's better. The spacing is better. The confidence is certainly higher. But when the ball goes in the hoop and you hit five of your first threes, if you're Shelton Mitchell, then those things tend to work out. You remember it was two games ago, it was Eli Thomas having a big game. Three games ago, he got in foul trouble. And, you know, you had to get, you know, somebody else chip in there. So everybody's kind of doing their little part right now, and somebody's stepping up big right now. I think the defense has been good. Now, again, they're not facing great offenses, but in the last three games, Clemson's defense, going back to the Wake Forest, Georgia Tech, and Virginia Tech games, held Wake to 37, held Georgia Tech to 42, and held Virginia Tech to 51. So the defense is better. All of it's feeding off of each other, confidence level growing. And now have set themselves up to talk about NCAA tournament. We didn't think that this would be the case probably as little as 3 weeks ago after the NC State loss. And now that is the case. So now they're in the conversation, and now they put themselves in a position where, quite frankly, they kind of control their own destiny from here on out. If you can, you know, road games against Miami is winnable, against Pittsburgh is winnable, against Notre Dame is winnable. And the a 16th ranked Louisville game, you know, that's not on the you won't be favored in that one. But home games against Florida State winnable, Boston College certainly winnable, and Syracuse is winnable. So they're everything's in front of them now. I told you the great news is that depending on that first, depending on seeds and all that to be determined. Right now, Clemson would be the, let me see if I'm right saying this, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. They'd be the eighth seed. So right now, it'd be 8 versus 9. And it'd be Clemson and NC State in the first round. That wouldn't be a great draw, wouldn't think. Find a way to move up one into seventh and in the ACC tournament, then you can get a team that's already played and you either get Notre Dame, Georgia Tech, Boston College, Wake Forest, Pittsburgh, or Miami. So all those are a much, much better shot, in my opinion. On the Duke-Virginia game, several things happened in this one. Duke, he's right by saying Duke's not a very good three-point shooting team. In this one, Barrett goes 6 of 10. Reddish goes 5 of 8. Zion hit his only one. They went 13 of 21 from 3. They shot 62% from 3 and absolutely lit it up. For the game, from the field, they shot 58%. And anytime you shoot the basketball like that, you're gonna win games. Now, what does it mean for Duke moving forward? You know, I don't think Duke's gonna shoot it like that every single night. They're so talented, they crush you on the boards. They didn't in this game because they didn't miss and they didn't have many offensive rebound opportunities. Speaking of spacing, they get unbelievable spacing in this offense, mainly because they have five guys who can shoot the basketball, and that sets up for it. And I go back to a conversation that I forgot who was telling me about it, and I didn't see the original one, but I got the gist of the conversation by someone telling me about it, that when Kobe Bryant played for Mike Krzyzewski in the Olympics, he was told, hey, Kobe, I'm going to get you 8 to 12, I forgot the number, 8 to 12 set shots a game. Three-pointer, great look, set shots a game. And Kobe's like, well, I don't shoot set shots. And he goes, well, you better start working on it because you get these unbelievable looks. And I see this out there now. Duke gets more wide open looks. And as a result, doesn't have to hit a three-point jumper in somebody's face. And if you just go back and look at it, I think Marquise Reed's pretty good at this, of not having to take this jump shot when you try to elevate 33 feet or 33 inches in the air and shoot a ball. Set shots easier to shoot. These wide open looks, We can just get a little set shot look at it, practice those in Duke's offense because of the spacing, and that's why you're able to hit a lot of those. Instead, you see guys, even on wide-open jumpers, wide-open looks, they take this jump shot when nobody's in their face, and, you know, because you hadn't practiced your little set shot look through all of it, and you don't have to elevate quite as much. And part of the reason why I think Duke, the spacing part of it, they all shoot the ball well, they move it really well, and they create all these wide-open looks as a result. They're not going to shoot. How does Duke get beat? By going back to not shooting 62% from three and finding a way. They're not a very deep team. Find a way to maybe get – they're not getting foul trouble. But find a way to, you know, keep them make them shoot over top of you is what I would say. And on the night, catch them on an all right night, somebody can beat Duke, as they already have on a couple of different times this year. Scott is up next, 654-ROAR, Northern Communication phone line. Good morning, Scott. Thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
Mickey freaking Plowler. How you been, bud?
Good. Where you been, man? Where you been?
Just get the call. I get the call being a Brad show once in a while. Just work schedule doesn't let me call much. But
that's all right.
I want to talk about Clemson basketball. Man, I was on the ledge a few weeks ago, and I told Ben, I said, man, I'm getting back in the, off the top of the building, getting in the elevator, going back down to the lobby for a
there
little while.
There you go. Hang out.
Hopefully the rest of the year. But,
yep.
But
hang out on the floors.
Hey, listen, I got four more wins on the schedule. I got Miami, BC, Pitt, Notre Dame. And if we can steal one against Florida State, that puts us at, 10-8 in the league. And I think that gets us in.
Yeah.
And, 9-9 may get us in, depending on. But how about this new, not new, but different format from, you know, when we were growing up, but this whole ACC with the buys and all that. But if we finish as a 6 seed, you know, normal old school, we would have played a Duke, North Carolina, Virginia right at the gate. And now we're going to get, you know, be able to steal a tournament win or two, maybe. Mickey, unless we just fall apart again, I think we're in, man. What do you think?
So much to be determined because the thing you got to watch when you're talking bubbles is what's everybody else doing. So what's Oklahoma going to do now? You know, what's Virginia Commonwealth going to do? So we'll start making a little run on this. Let me just do this for you quickly as far as getting in, as far as numbers go. I'm on the BPI list right now, all right, as far as Clemson's win percentage. All right, for the game at Miami, Clemson's a 54% chance of winning that one. Now, I don't know if you didn't give them that one earlier, did you? As far as, you know, winning goes?
Miami, yeah. Miami's a win.
All right, so you gave them that one. Only a 17% chance of winning at Louisville, so that's a loss. A 64% chance of beating Florida State at home right now.
Wow, so that surprises me, but okay.
Boston College, a 90% chance of winning.
Yep.
The at Pittsburgh right now, 61% chance of winning.
Right.
The North Carolina game, only a 30% chance of winning North Carolina. Notre Dame, a 62% chance of winning. And Syracuse, a 71% chance of winning. So we're talking about six. That'd be 6-2. Now,
you're 1% chance of beating
Syracuse at home. 71% chance.
I don't know. I like my chances of beating North Carolina at home than I do Syracuse. You know, I mean, you see North Carolina play Sunday. I mean, North Carolina's got some problems sometimes, and if that problem shows up on that day they come to Little John, we've been known to take care of North Carolina at home a little bit. So, you know, I'm more excited about that than I am the Syracuse game. But Mickey, I think, you know, if we just go, we can get the four wins and then maybe steal one of those, whether it be Florida State, North Carolina. Hey, I'll take Syracuse. I think we're in, but I'm not even worried about what everybody else does, Mickey. I mean, we're 37th right now,
right,
is what came out yesterday, and we're an ACC school, which is equivalent to being an SEC football school. So you kind of get a given there.
Yeah, but here's the problem:
if we do what we're supposed to do, we're in.
Yeah, but here's part of the problem: is that outside of Louisville, outside of North Carolina, then you tend to have in some of these games, it's great news that you're playing a very manageable schedule. But here's a good example of who was it yesterday? Somebody beat someone yesterday and dropped in the net ratings. Was it NC State won this weekend and they went from 34 to 35. So
Right.
Outside of Syracuse is at 48 and Louisville is at 15 and North Carolina's at 9 in these net ratings. What's going to hurt you is that you have to win because let's say a Pittsburgh's 92 right now. Let me find where these other lower ranked teams are. And some of these teams are just awful on this list.
Well, and it's Clemson basketball. We have a history of taking it down to the wire at the last game. You know?
Yeah. Where's Miami and Notre Dame on this list? Because, you know, those bad teams will end up hurting you a little bit. Notre Dame is 102nd right now. So, you know, you lose to those teams right there, and it does hurt you, no doubt about it. So, but maybe you get a nice win. At least you got one nice win now over Virginia Tech, a top 10 win right now, and that gives you some momentum. Miami's 88.
Right.
So, you know, you're not going to have opportunities to move up that way, but you spring an upset against Louisville, against North Carolina, or against Florida State, and that definitely moves you up.
Right. All right, man. Enjoy your day. Take care of your wife this week. And I guess you know, you're not close to that baby being born, right? How much longer you got?
Well, the actual due date is a week from Thursday. So, man, we are now a week from Tuesday, a week from tomorrow, 8 days away.
Yeah, first one probably go a little longer, Mickey. Enjoy Valentine's Day. Just don't do it on Thursday. You don't want to have to share a birthday with Valentine's Day with your wife.
So, I feel bad for the boy.
Just to hold off.
Yeah, good point.
There you go.
Yeah, good point.
All right, buddy.
Thank you, Scott. Appreciate the phone call. She asked me the other day, just joking around, hey, what are we going to do for Valentine's Day? I was like, well, we're either going to be on the way to the hospital, getting back from the hospital, planning on going to the hospital. So not going to be your typical Valentine's Day around here.
But no champagne and roses?
No champagne. I can tell you that. Because even if you had him today, you're going to be breastfeeding. Like, you know, you don't, no champagne there. Roses, though. We got roses already. We got Sherry's Berries already. I don't know if I told you that or not.
You did.
But we have those already for sure. One of the things that I'll be doing moving forward after the baby is here is going back over to backto30.com and taking care of my IPL stuff and getting my photo rejuvenation stuff that they're doing, looking good, feeling good, and life is good. Hey, I get these great things from Back to 30. Now, I won't be going over the next couple of weeks just because of, you know, waiting on the baby and that kind of stuff. With that said, I'm still using all their top-of-the-line products that are amazing for my skin right now. I do a washer with my skin, and I also do some my sunscreen. There's some Back to 30. I don't miss a day now, man. And so I'm going great there. They say give them 5 minutes, and they'll give you back 10 years. Go on their website, backto30.com. That's back to the number 30, back T-O, the number 30.com, and check things out. And just look at the reviews of what people are saying about them. These are real-life people right here in the upstate of South Carolina that are using these products and using these services. Best in the upstate for a reason. And, guys, you will notice that maybe some of your friends are out there using them. The best medical spa in the upstate by voted that every single time. Now, you're going to love Back to 30. Give them 5 minutes. They're going to give you back 10 years. Backto30.com. Back to 30 Rejuvenation Centers. Check them out online. All four great locations in the upstate. Backto30.com. We'll come back on an open line reaction Monday. We've not done much on Twitter or on text lines. We'll touch on that when you return after a very short break.
Are you tired of eating greasy fast food for lunch? Stop in at Carson Steak Warehouse and try their daily lunch specials like cheesy steak quesadillas, delicious bacon cheeseburgers, barbecue sandwiches, and more, all under $8. Also, check out their early bird specials from 3 to 6. Ditch the fast food. Eat fresh at Carson's and Anderson, 150 West Beltline Boulevard in Anderson, besides Tucker's. View their full menu online at carsonsteakwarehouse.net. Again, that's carsonsteakwarehouse.net.
OptiMos will increase your nitric oxide, giving your blood better flow and more oxygen to your muscles for the ultimate workout. This will increase your energy, endurance, and muscle building. OptiMos has been clinically proven to increase your bench by 58 pounds, leg press by 78 pounds, and 3 times more lean body mass. Results you can see and feel for men and women. Take your workout to the next level. Order OptiMos at UpstateMuscle.com. That's UpstateMuscle.com. Never waste a workout.
Your Pie of Clemson invites you to celebrate Valentine's Day. Take advantage of the couple's special. Your choice of two entrees and beer or wine or a combo for only $20. Enjoy fresh, handcrafted pizza or delicious panini, or cozy up to Your Pie's new tasty hot pasta selections like cheesy Alfredo and meatball marinara, and dive into their fresh signature Greek, Caesar, and Caprese salads. Enjoy the Valentine's Day special at Your Pie of Clemson, helping your community one pie at a time.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
Springtime is almost here. It's the perfect time to tackle the next job on your list. And AutoZone has the free services to help you do it. Like our free loaner tool program. You can choose from over 100 specialty tools, borrow the one you need, and get the job done right. Got more to do? We've got more for you to do it. And right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic or Full Synthetic High Mileage Motor Oil and an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for $17.99 after a $15 AutoZone gift card by mail. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. Deposit required. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Each day, Anderson School District 5's Operational Services Team serves more than 13,000 wonderful students in our community. If you're interested or know someone who is interested in joining Anderson School District 5's team as a custodian, bus driver, food service member, or school technology associate, you're invited to participate in their planned career fair, Monday, February the 18th at Westside High School on Pyramidary Road. The career fair will be from 2 until 6 p.m., and each department will have representatives available to provide information, answer your questions, and assist while applying for employment while attending. Each hour of the event, they'll be giving away a $100 gift card. They look forward to seeing you all who are interested in joining the support team, the Anderson School District 5 Job Fair, February the 18th from 2 to 6 p.m. at Westside High School on Pyramidary Road in Anderson.
The best way to kick off the day. The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Now, who's with me?
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Hey, our friends at Katechee, CATEECHEE.com. Get in touch with our friends over there. They can love for you to come by. We told you we've got now, just for the rest of this month, what's that, 17 more days over this month, you have the winter special going on. $42.50 is an unbelievable deal. And then, as we had yesterday, Greg Rushing, the general manager, brought us a piece of a key lime pie, and it reminds me to tell you about the food and their really cool things they do at the Waterfall Grill. They have the take and bake specials there, which I think are unbelievable. I like this idea that you can take a half plate or a full or half serves two at $20, full serves four at $40. What a great time. You can't go anywhere and get a great meal for $10 like this. Now, you got to, you know, place this order prior to noon of that day. For instance, last week, it was a baked chicken, Italian mashed potatoes, and green beans. And it's great food. So what you do is you call in advance, you get your tea time, you get your take and bakes, you take them home, and you tell the wife, hey, not only did I play golf today, but I've got us dinner. Throw it in the oven and heat it up, or microwave the thing and heat it up, and you're going to love it. Again, the $42.50 special going on at Katechee, the most beautiful place in the upstate, upstate of Northeast Georgia. You're going to love it over at Hartwell, Georgia. Short rides, worth your time. Get by this weekend and get around in over there. CATECHEE.com. Telephone number 654-ROAR, 654-7627. You can reach us on our Northern Communication phone line. On our text line, 986-1566. On our Twitter feed, at Mickey Plyler, at Mr. Orr 24. The only tweet that we have so far today, is that right? I'm saying, Kevin Wright saying, if it bothered him so much, why is his sister still playing softball at Georgia? That was an hour ago. Can we talked about that already? I guess she felt like that it was not as big a deterrence for her as it was for him. On our text line, 986-1566, hey, Mickey, you going to keep up with the last two holes of the tournament this morning? Well, sure we are, because it's coming on now. How often do we have live final round coverage of golf here on the show? I would say, well, on the show, we never have it because, or seldom have it because the British Open is only the time during our time slot. And those are normally over unless you go to a Monday playoff or something like that. So we'll keep you caught up here in the last two holes and one putt. Right now, going into the final round here, the final day here after everything's complete, you have Phil Mickelson with a three-shot lead going into number 17. This will be over here. He's got a three-shot lead and a great win for Phil Mickelson. Mickelson has, I want to say, reinvented his career. But he has done a really good job of continuing his career going. There are very few iron players, what Phil Mickelson has done in his career. Very few that have done that. And now at the age of 48 years old, can you imagine Mickelson on the senior tour coming up in a couple of years, 48 years old? Looks like he's going to win for the second time in the last couple of years. You got to go back to, he won in 2018 down in Mexico in a playoff against Justin Thomas last year, last March, a little less than a year ago. Before that, you've got to go all the way back to 2013 before he won. So he was in this stretch. Remember, we talked about it here on the show. He was in this stretch to where, I don't know if we were writing him off, but, you know, what's wrong with Phil kind of thing. However, now his second win in 11 months, looks like he's going to finish up his second win in 11 months and playing at a high level. Didn't look great in the Ryder Cup. Looking back, let me see what he did last year in the majors to kind of see, looking forward and what all that means here. In last year's majors, he finished tied for 36th at the Masters, tied for 48th at the U.S. Open, tied for 24th at the British Open, and missed a cut at the PGA. You've got to go back to the 2016 British Open when he finished second to Henrik Stenson to find out the last time that Phil Mickelson competed in a major. So now we've gone nine straight majors without him competing, but two wins on tour in 11 months. Maybe Phil Mickelson's back. Maybe. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Oh, that's right. Texture made a good point. Scott Reimer would be proud of me. 8 a.m. Pacific time, 11 Eastern time. Doggone it. As usual, Brad and Ben get everything.
As usual.
Yeah. Texture said, still a win versus UNC at home. I don't feel very good about that. North Carolina's a better basketball team than Clemson.
If you have that atmosphere you did Saturday, it's a chance.
Yeah. You know, we hadn't talked enough about that. Give the fans credit for Saturday. And it's what we've always said here, is when you give them a reason to come, they're going to show up. Clemson basketball fans, as Zeke, the North Carolina fan, correctly said, when Little John is rocking, it's one of the most difficult atmospheres to play in college basketball. So you just need it more often. That being said, you got to give them a reason to do it more often. And I feel very good about the crowd that was there Saturday. And I would think, now you got two road games now, I would think that coming up on the 19th, that's next Tuesday. Yeah, the 19th, a 9 o'clock game. Yeah, tougher 9 o'clock game. You know that Clemson does not have in the conference a weeknight 7 o'clock game. Home game, weeknight, 7 o'clock home game.
Yeah, it's 9 o'clock or noon, isn't it?
Well, weeknights all been at 9 o'clock for the home games. I think I'm right by saying that. All been at 9 o'clock. So, and that's tough. And again, we've talked about that ad nauseum. I don't need to burst into that. But they do have the Boston College game on the 23rd. That is that's a Saturday. So that's doable, Saturday at noon. The North Carolina game is coming up at on the 2nd of March. That's a Saturday. No time yet for that one. And then the Syracuse game coming up on the 9th. That's a Saturday. So for those that want to complain, rightfully so, about the weeknight games, we do have Saturday games, which are good here at home. That's three straight home. And right by saying that this week, let's see if I'm right by saying this, on the 19th, let me see, this weekend will be the last, doggone it, February the, this is not Mickey math, this is calendar math now, February the 19th. So this weekend, the 16th, they're not at home. But after that, you've got the 23rd, you've got the 2nd. Yeah, so this is the last weekend where Clemson's not at home for a home basketball weekend. So that's good. That's always good. Back in the old days, we used to look at the January weekends and see which weekend Clemson would have their big recruiting weekend in football. Speaking of which, we are just 2 weeks away from spring practice starting. And don't miss our two-minute drill coming up. It was, speaking of Clemson football, you know, or actually forgiveness award, you don't want to shy away from that. Hey, Clemson and opening, Clemson and South Carolina both open up their college baseball seasons coming up this weekend. This will be the season of four in Normani Lee. Is that right, Zach? Is this the fourth campaign here? Coming up on Saturday, or coming up on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Let me give you some weather for this weekend for the baseball games. Now, usually you're talking, if you want to get the groundhog back out and see the shadow again, you got to see the college baseball season come on. But for this week, not too terribly bad. Friday right now, an 80% chance of rain here, but a high of 63. And then we'll get 55 on Saturday and 55 on Sunday with a slight chance of showers there. Now, again, a lot's going to change between now and Friday and percentages of rain, but just keep an eye on it. We might do double headers. Who knows? But Clemson baseball about to get underway this weekend. South Alabama comes to town. At this point, the schedule is 4 o'clock on Friday, 3 o'clock on Saturday, and 1 o'clock on Sunday. They have a midweek home game next week, a 4 o'clock game against Charlotte coming up next week, next Wednesday against Tennessee Tech, and then next weekend, Virginia Military for three games coming in. So a lot of home games there. Then you'll have East Tennessee State before the South Carolina series coming up there. So good chance to get acclimated. Saw some reviews of the Clemson staff coming out of the weekend, and some of the I know they had their big baseball, their fan appreciation day and all that kind of stuff. So good stuff seeing all that come out. Gamecocks under year two under Kingston, I don't think the expectations are quite as high. I think the recruiting looks pretty good down the road, but not quite as high. They open up with Liberty this weekend, 4 o'clock Friday, 3 o'clock Saturday, and 1:30 on Sunday. Then next week you get Winthrop and Presbyterian, and then Utah Valley. I guess that's in Utah. Utah Valley comes to town before the Clemson series after that. So year two under Mark Kingston, and we'll see how that continues to progress. I know this, later on in the week, we'll try to get our two golf coaches on and try to get Bradley DeCroix on. So we'll get to some of that coming up. Big news in college basketball for the maybe an ACC or an SEC team coming up today on CBS. On their website, I think some live stuff coming on CBS Sports website. Anthony Edwards is the top player, according to 247, in the 2019 class. He's out of Atlanta, Georgia, 6'5 guard. And he will pick today between Florida State, Georgia, and Kentucky. So we'll see who the eventual winner there. And there's a lot of folks saying that Georgia might get it. And Georgia's had an awful first year under Tom Crean, and they've not done very much in year one, but maybe it's the recruiting trail and does very well with that. The 2019 Daytona 500 is coming up this weekend. Zach, I know you're all pumped about that. William Byron won the pole.
Who is that?
Motorsports. I'll be honest with you. Never heard of her. 21-year-old with Hendrick Motorsports. Have no idea who William Byron is. Never heard of William Byron. But he will start the fastest qualifying time from the qualifying this past weekend. He'll start for the Daytona 500, starting the pole, posting one of the fastest times we've seen there. I do know that at Daytona, I was just told this the other day, at Daytona and Talladega, they're not doing this, but on all other races, I think they're lowering the horsepower from 700 down to 500. For this. So, but William Byron won the 700th pole for Chevrolet coming up at the Daytona 500. I've seen a few of their commercials here in recent days, but not a whole lot of it, and not a whole lot of buzz coming out of Daytona yet. But NASCAR still trying to pick up the pieces from maybe some decisions made wrong, and who knows what comes out of that. But the Daytona 500 is this weekend. I got to admit, I'll try to watch some of it coming up this weekend. You won't watch any of it?
No, I'm not going to watch a second. I turned to, what was it, this weekend there was some shortened race out there.
and I had it on by mistake, and it's still cars going around in a circle, and I turned it off.
Yeah. They're going to be turning left an awful lot there. Justin and Anderson writes in on our text line, agree with Mickey about the transfer rule being exploited. Phil's probably new. The guy saying racial slurs is going to play baseball at Georgia. That's Justin Anderson. Let me find a dissenting one on here to point out a different view. By the way, Byron was the 2018 Rookie of the Year last year. Jeff and Manny. Jeff, I got to get the T-shirt to you, bud. Still haven't done that yet. We're going to do
Why it. Why did North Greenville take this kid?
I get to ask them, man. I don't know. I really don't know.
I mean, that's not a good look.
I believe in second chances, but no, not a good look at all. Not a good look at all.
Isn't it a Baptist university? It's a Christian school, isn't it?
I don't know. Here's a dissenting point of view on the other side of it. Completely disagree with Mickey. The word that was used towards Justin Fields is completely unacceptable. Well, hold on. Oh, let me finish. He goes, and we have no idea how it affected him, and to disregard Justin Fields' point of view is not right. Well, a couple things here. Did I say that what the word he's using was acceptable? Did anybody hear me say that? Because I think it's unacceptable. So we don't completely disagree with me. We agree on that point. I have no idea how it affected him. I agree with that. But how about the quote then? Then why would Justin Fields say that he looks back fondly at his time at Georgia and that his overall experience at Georgia was right down the lines with the inclusion and diversity at the University of Georgia? Why would he make that quote? So I don't think the guy completely disagrees with me because we agree that what he used against him was unacceptable.
Yep.
So can't say that, but again, speculation. But do you think that he would have transferred if he was a starting quarterback at Georgia?
We will never know.
Yeah. And this. Do you think that he would have sat out a year? If he's a starting quarterback at Georgia to transfer to Ohio State, would you have sat out a year doing that? So, because what we're talking about there is principles. Everybody has their principles, right?
Yep.
You're going to stand up for what you believe in, right?
Yep.
But just how much are you going to stand up for?
Sure.
So your principles, that or your principles of starting position? So where's that line you're going to draw through all that? I've done the show long enough to know that I'm not going to change people's minds on all that, but you didn't completely disagree with me because we agreed that what was said to him by a baseball player in the stands of a Georgia game was completely unacceptable. And I guarantee you this, because I've been to college football games across the country, and I know that if you get 80,000 people, there's going to be more than one idiot and more than one intoxicated guy and more than one racist is in the crowd. Anybody who says at any level in any college, nobody in their right mind would think that's acceptable behavior. And as a result, the University of Georgia agreed with me and the texture by saying it's not acceptable, and that's why they kicked the kid off the baseball team. So just some thoughts there. Hey, Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com want you to get in touch with them whenever you're thinking about buying a home, whenever you're thinking about any kind of home issues, any kind of renovating your home or any kind of remodeling your certain homes. And I want you to go to Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. The bottom line is that at Prime Lending, it's people that are going to be on your side. It's people that are going to be looking at you and across from the table from you and explaining things to you. And look, I've through three of these now, I will be the first to admit I am much more well-rounded and much more educated now about the mortgage process. At the same time, I still don't know everything I need to know about the mortgage process. And that's why whenever you sign on with them, that there is an absolute ease and an absolute communication process that walks you through everything you need to know. It is our friends at Prime Lending, a local company. Don't do it with an 800 company over the phone or .com company. Go to PrimeLendingSC.com and get your local number here with your local Prime Lending agent. It's going to set records and you're going to walk away with a great relationship and a great loan. It's going to help you out. It's Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. We'll take a break. We'll come back. One final segment here on a Reaction Monday. Still have time for phone calls, texts, and tweets. More to your turn right after this.
This weekend, Monty Lee and the Tigers start their 2019 season with a weekend series against the Jaguars from South Alabama. Come on out and watch the Tigers all weekend at Doug Kingsmore Stadium as the road to Omaha starts now. First pitch is Friday at 4 p.m., Saturday at 3 p.m., and Sunday at 1 p.m., with each broadcast beginning 30 minutes before first pitch, right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Catch all the action right here on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
For over two decades, Line-X has been unmatched in truck bedliner protection and is committed to providing what you need to customize your truck. Truck gear by Line-X accessories and vehicle sprays combine rugged durability and armor-like protection. Lifts, tires, and wheels bring it all together to truly personalize your pickup to fit your lifestyle. Don't just protect it, Line-X it. Stop by Line-X today and see what's possible.
This is David Chupp. Come see me or my son Trevor at Line-X of Anderson today.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Hello, this is Sean LaHoop, Executive Director of Clemson Downs. We're excited about another season of Clemson Tiger Baseball. We look forward to what Monty Lee's team will do this year. Remember, Clemson Downs is the only continuing care retirement community in the Clemson area. For more information on all our levels of care, visit ClemsonDowns.com or call 654-1155. It's been a great season for Clemson Downs and Clemson Athletics. Go Tigers!
Tax refunds are on their way, and we know you want to stretch your money as far as you can. At the Mattress Outlet in Seneca, we want to help. Right now, buy a brand new Beautyrest or Serta mattress for everyone in the family with discounts up to 70% off our everyday low pricing. And that's not all. Through February, receive an additional 10 to 15% off select Serta models during our Serta clearance sale. Don't miss out on these deals. Open 7 days a week. The Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located in the old Walmart across from Chick-fil-A.
Brock here with Tom's Barbecue to let you know about our catering services. Tom's Barbecue caters to many corporate events and wants to help your business boost morale with a great meal to guarantee that your employees leave work happier and fuller. Choose from any of our catering packages or pick a la carte from our menu. You will even receive 25% off of your first order when you mention WCCP. So what are you waiting for? Call 864-288-2652. Tom's Barbecue at the corner of Woodruff and Garlington in Greenville.
Hello, beautiful.
Well, today it's hello, handsome. I'm Angela Matthews.
And I'm Cindy Jackson. We're with Back to 30 Rejuvenation Centers, and we're here to talk about tips, tricks, and celebrity secrets.
Guys, do you have fatigue, weight gain, loss of muscle mass, or low sex drive?
It may be low T.
And Back to 30 can help.
For a limited time, get it checked for only $99.
Call 372-3003, backto30.com, where consultations are always free.
Look good.
Feel good.
Life's good.
Goodbye, handsome.
The flagship station for Clemson football.
And we'll keep it himself from right side, get to the numbers. Crosses the 25, across the 20, on his feet, to the 15-yard line goes Chase Rice. Hello, number 7.
We are WCCP, 105.5 The Roar.
I remember when I lost my mind.
Final segment here on a Reaction Monday. Tony Morrell tomorrow. On the show, we'll review South Carolina's signing class. Hey, Carolina Flooring Specialist, 404-8158. Let them take care of you and your garage floors. They want to come in, look at it. They want to measure your garage floor. They want to look at what is going on in your garage, the color schemes and how much chips they can use. You know, I don't know the exact number of when poundage and how much weight they put down for these chips, but it really is amazing to see it. to see just how many of these chips they throw down. Then they seal everything, slip resistant, stain resistant. I was in the garage this weekend a little bit messing around, and boy, nice. I told you we had the Meredith had a little automotive leak last week, and we got it all fixed and everything's great. And then I just went back in and just took the paper towels and wiped it up, and it looks fantastic now. Now, in the old days of our concrete floor, we'd have a big old stain down there now, and it would be ugly. And just look down the garage, man. How many of those stains can we put up with before you finally go this route? Add value to your home at a really cool price. To get a no-obligation phone call today, call Tim Worley, 404-8156, 404-8156, or CarolinaFlooringSpecialist.com. Pretty cool Brad Hughes Action Forgiveness Award coming up. Couple phone calls before then. 654-ROAR. Ken is in Powdersville. Good morning, Ken. Thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Good morning, Mickey. I want to take this Justin Fields thing to another level here.
All right. All right.
And I want to get ESPN involved in it on this thing. Because
right.
I think they got a lot to do with the problems that kid had in leaving Georgia. ESPN rated him as the number one quarterback coming out of high school. They were the only ones I know that done that. You got Trevor Lawrence over here at Clemson who broke all the state records in Georgia, and they elevated him to number two. Well, he's sitting down there at Georgia, and he's hearing about Trevor Lawrence up here, what all the great things he's doing, and ESPN's still saying on radio week every week that he was the number one quarterback out of high school. In Fields. Well, Fields is looking at this thing now. Next year, I'm still not going to be playing. So I won't get to play till I'm a junior. And this kid, Lawrence up there, who he believes in his mind that he's better than, is getting to play and getting all the glory. And when I start playing, my first year, he's going to be coming out going pro. And it's money. And ESPN put it in his head that he was number one, the best player in the country when he wasn't. He was close, but not all the chips. And they built him up, and he thinks he's number one, and he deserves better. And that's got a lot to do with it in my mind.
Yeah, I don't think ESPN is solely responsible for building the kid up. I mean, I'm sure the Georgia staff, you know, built the kid up. You know, if you look at it, remember the video of him walking off the field at the South Carolina game, say, man, don't look at me. All I did was hand off. I handed off really good today, boy. And he was upset with playing time in the second game of the season for Georgia. I think that Georgia staff, I mean, look, everybody, they're going to come in and going to go, you know what, if you're the best player, we're going to play you. Trevor Lawrence is told that, and Trevor Lawrence came in and beat out the starting quarterback. But to beat out Jake Fromm, took him to the national championship game, was that realistic? I don't know. I didn't think Fields was that good to begin with. I think he's a really good player, and down the road he's going to be a great player. But not to the point where you're going to come in and beat out Jake Fromm in year one. I didn't think that was going to happen. But that's not ESPN. They're not solely in that class now. I mean, the Georgia staff and Georgia new websites and the Georgia newspapers and Georgia fans, they were all thinking the same thing. This guy's going to come in and be the number one player in the country. And quite frankly, ESPN, anybody who saw Trevor Lawrence and Justin Fields in high school, and by the way, Fields' high school career was cut short because he had a broken finger. But if you saw him play in high school and transferring the game to the college level, we all know that. But look, ESPN put him number one because he was going to play in their All-American game rather than playing in the Army All-American game. Trevor Lawrence went to the Army All-American game, and 247 and Rivals.com had Lawrence number one. ESPN has their own All-American game with the Under Armour All-American game going on down in Florida. They put it on the air, so Justin Fields is going to be number one. So they can say that we got the number one player in the country coming up on our stuff. That's why. That's politics. Ken, I appreciate the phone call. Good point there. And just putting two and two together, when Georgia found out that the idiot baseball player made the idiotic statements, the racist statements, did they kick him out of school?
Yeah.
So he was gone. Right. Do we know of anybody else that made any kind of statements towards Justin Fields that was at the center of any issue?
Publicly, no. We do not know.
Okay. But the one guy that made the statements is gone. That being said, the one guy that was still there was Jake Fromm. And that's why Justin Fields is not there. And we found a way to you know, move forward and use that to our advantage. Married Orange is up next. 654 Roar. Good morning, Married Orange. How you doing?
And doing great. Anytime I can start the day off listening to the Mickey Palmer Show, I mean, it's just a great day.
Mickey Palmer. I forgot about that.
It is a Big great tuna. Day.
Yes, sir.
That's right. Hey, let me ask you this, just to throw it about this whole Justin Fields thing. And I mean, I know Kelly, and I know he wouldn't have done this, but let's just say Kelly Bryant gets into about game seven this year and realizes that, hey, my playing time's down. I'm not going to get to play much anymore. And you know, somewhere in a stadium of 80,000, somebody's going to say something stupid. He says, hey, I heard somebody's making statements about me. I'm leaving and going to Missouri next year. Should he get his eligibility back?
A little bit different because Fields did lose a year of eligibility at Georgia, but still has 3 years to play left to play there. But hey, look, man, whatever ammunition you've got, you shoot your best bullets. So whatever it takes, shoot your best bullets.
Yeah. Hey, I went to the basketball game. This is the first one I've been able to go to this year. Family events and stuff going on. Actually, people offered me tickets. But I was a little disappointed with the lower bowl at first. I thought it would have been a huge sellout crowd, and I guess it's just getting people back in. But the lower bowl at the beginning of the game, what, about 80% full? Upper bowl was pretty full, and then I guess as the game kept on, people started moving down, filling up some of those seats in the bottom. But they are playing well right now. It's fun to watch. Fun to watch, and I wish them the best, Brad, as he moves on.
But we're always going to have that because for some reason – I don't care if you're playing the New York Knicks, which probably better off playing North Carolina Duke. I don't care. There's going to be some people who just don't show up in those lower bowl tickets. I guess I don't know if those are corporate tickets. I don't know what you can do about it, but you got to find a way, man. Look, keep up with how many times you use your tickets. Give them away to somebody. But those people, for some reason, just don't use those tickets at all. Don't know why.
Mickey, I'm going to tell you this. Somebody that I know that you're going to be a great dad, and I know you're going to continue to be a great husband. Just let you know your best days of golf are behind you.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
But your best days in life are ahead of you.
Oh, yes.
Just so you know that.
Yeah.
But you're going to be there for doing all the dad things and doing all the husband things and your golf game. I'm just going ahead and telling you, your best days of golf may be behind you, brother.
Well, what if I worked out a lot? And what if I was much more efficient with my time and became, just better scheduling my time? That's
all right.
A possibility.
Mark the tape, Ramona. Mark the tape, Ramona, right now. Hey, y'all have a good one. I'll let somebody else get on.
Thank you, Big Tuna.
All right.
Appreciate the phone call.
Bye.
The way that it has been discussed in my house, now, I'm not sure if this is going to be the case or not. But Meredith will be off until late April, assuming everything goes well and all this week. Then she'll come in and I can sneak out a day or two a week while we're both are taking care of the little fella. And then all summer long, not all summer, actually, it's only about 6 weeks that they have off now. A few little days in there, I could sneak out a week. And then in the fall, he'll go for a couple of hours to daycare between when I get off, when she has to leave whenever I get off. But maybe one day a week or, still get out there and get some exercise. So if I do it more efficient and smarter, maybe. Brad Hughes is my Allstate agent. I'm a good hands of Brad Hughes. I'm a good hands of Allstate. And call him at 292-3001. I can email him bradhughes@allstate.com. I can get touch into bradhughesinsurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Thanks to my good friend Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. We forgive someone in sports every single day. Today, I'll forgive those that went out to Fike last night, and a couple of hundred of you did it. Didn't charge admission. But you see the story, Zach. Clemson's intramural basketball teams going at it last night. You had Team Clemson football, Team Clemson FB, was going against Team Roy, the rest of us. And in the game last night, Team Clemson football with T. Higgins and Isaiah Simmons, I think Chase Bryce, beat Team Roy, which is Trevor Lawrence's team, 47-39. To which they had a couple of hundred spectators there last night.
I think Tim Bray was there last
time. Tim Bray was live tweeting the game. He was keeping stats. He had like a halftime scoreboard for us.
I think that's awesome. Bit. I wonder, in all of Tim Bray's years, Tim got here in the late 70s. I wonder how many times Tim Bray covered, that's not right, but was over at Fight with intramural basketball.
Probably not many.
I think that's great. Nice crowd. A couple hundred people showing up watching. T. Higgins, Isaiah Simmons, and Trevor Lawrence, and Chase Bryce, and Team Roy. I love Team Roy, by the way. The rest of us compared to Team Clemson football. I think that's really cool to see them. We finish things up, as we always do, with our two-minute drill.
Try to get 4 minutes of content into 2 minutes. It's time for the two-minute drill on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Now, here's Mickey.
If you want to hear from Coach Brad Brunell tonight, Tiger Call, 7 o'clock, we'd love to hear from you as well. If you want to celebrate that great win over Virginia Tech with the coach, please call in. Love to hear from you, 7 o'clock, 7 to 8, right here on WCCP.